Tefillah for Life, Shir 1090, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, Parshas Baalayischa. We continue, and the next pasuk in Vayivarech David is a foundational pasuk. The objective of the pasuk is that all milas, all talents, all hatzlachas that a person has are all sourced to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. He lent it to you. And we're going to list a bunch of different milas. And we're going to say, this is David HaMelech talking, that every mila that he had, which subsequently we're supposed to learn from, every mila that we have, comes from the Rabbeinu Shlalom. L'cha Hashem HaGedula. The first statement that we make is, Gedula, greatness, comes from the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Greatness, whether a person is Zeicha to Hatzlacha in a certain area, he's Zeicha to become great, whether it's in wealth, whether it's in popularity, whether a person is Matzliach in his life in general, in society, where he fits in, even if a person is Matzliach in Ruchnius, in Torah. Any greatness that a person attains is alone from the Rabbeinu Shlalom. L'cha Hashem HaGedula. You have the greatness. And the Avodah Shebelev, when you say these words, they seem to be just three random words. But internalize that. Realize that whatever greatness you have, wherever your Hatzlacha is, whatever you're good at, whatever people give you covet because of, it's the Rabbeinu Shlalom's. He lent it to you. First of all, it gives you a whole proper new attitude, how to approach what the Rabbeinu Shlalom gave you. It helps you develop anava. You shouldn't become a balgaiva about what the Rabbeinu Shlalom gave you, because l'cha Hashem HaGedula, it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But also, how do you use it? A person has power, a person has money, a person has hatzlach, a person has greatness in any area. Does he use it to promote his own agendas? Or does he use it for Avodas Hashem? The Avodah Shebelev in l'cha Hashem HaGedula is, whatever greatness you have, turn it to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Realize that it's all sourced to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you borrowed it from him. He lent it to you as a gift to fulfill a certain purpose. And whenever you're about to do something, take a step back and think, what I'm about to do, does it fit the purpose that the Rabbeinu Shlalom lent me the greatness that he gave me? The Rabbeinu Shlalom gave me a gift. What I'm about to do, is that a demonstration that the Rabbeinu Shlalom gave it to me? Or chas v'shalom, the opposite? That's what l'cha Hashem HaGedula means. Any greatness that you have is alone from the Rabbeinu Shlalom.